China, home to one-fifth of the world's population, has been experiencing a major slowdown in population growth. Part of this is due to a severe one-child policy the government launched in 1979. Couples with more than one child were fined or denied various privileges. The policy was relaxed over the years as the fertility rate declined. And something else happened. According to a new study, millions and millions of Chinese girls are missing. Professor Nancy Riley of Bowdoin College wrote the report. It's called China's Population, New Trends and Challenges. She's on the line with us now from Maine. Will you explain what that means when you say millions of girls are missing?
What it means is that there's millions of girls who should be alive and who apparently are not. And this has been going on since the early 1980s. There's a lot of debate about where those girls are and what has happened to them.
What is the nature of the debate? What kinds of reasons can there be?
One is that because the government is restricting the number of children that families can have, sometimes the families don't report a birth if it's a girl, because then they can go on to try to have a boy. There's also, one of the explanations is that the girls are killed at birth or abandoned at birth and subsequently die.
Well, this is a centuries-old policy, isn't it, infanticide, because girls were seen as a liability, so ignored, neglected, left to die.
Yes, although I think that this explanation doesn't account for most of the missing girls. Probably that most of them are aborted before they're born. That is, that when families find out that the pregnancy is a female fetus, they abort the fetus before her birth. And that seems to be one of the reasons why the numbers of missing girls is rising, because it's increasingly easy to get an ultrasound done and find out the sex of the fetus.
What is the reason for the lack of value of girls in that society?
For one thing, girls have fewer opportunities than boys do, or women than men, so they're paid less, you know, all those things that we see in most of the societies we live in. But also in China, when girls marry, they marry out of their families into the boys' family, and so parents are very dependent on their sons in their old age. There's no pensions in rural areas.
We see so many little Chinese girls in this country these days. What is the impact of overseas adoptions?
Even though we see what seems to be a growing number, it is a growing number, but it seems to be a lot of girls here that have been adopted from China, it doesn't make a dent in the number of missing girls. People estimated something like a million girls missing every year since 1995.
And how do they figure out those numbers? How do you know they're missing if they're missing? How can you count them?
Well, demographers have a measure called the sex ratio at birth, which looks at the number of boys born per number of girls born. In a regular population, that number is 105. So 105 boys are born for every 100 girls. And in China, the sex ratio at birth is very, very high. From the 2000 census, the number is 120. So 120 boys are born for every 100 girls. And that's the highest sex ratio at birth that ever has been recorded.
What are the implications for the future of all of this? You've got too many males in China.
We really don't know what the outcome is. Perhaps women will have a higher status. Maybe they'll become more valued. What I do think is that it does make people take notice about what the consequences are of a society where women and men are not equal, and how desperate parents are to have a son because it's so important to the family. So perhaps the Chinese government and society will figure out a way to fix this, to make it possible for parents to live well with a girl child and not just to live well with a boy child.
Nancy Riley is author of the Population Reference Bureau's Study of China's Population. Professor Riley teaches sociology and anthropology at Bowdoin College in Maine. Thank you.
Thank you very much.